God, as I look at Peter's life, show me how he became someone who followed you so fearlessly and wholeheartedly. And do in me what you did in him. Week 2, Day 3. I start by pausing and taking some deep breaths. As I breathe in, I think of the cares of my day. And as I breathe out, I consciously put those cares in your hands, God. God, I remember you are here, and so I prepare myself to meet with you. This week, we're looking at the first time Peter met Jesus. Thank you, God, that the Bible is your living word. As I listen, please speak to me through it. Holy Spirit, I'm listening for a word or phrase that you might want to say to me today.
John chapter 1, 35-42. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah, that is, the Christ," and he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which when translated is Peter.
Write down anything you feel the Holy Spirit has revealed to you, pausing the recording if you need to. When Jesus realized that Andrew and his friend were following him, he said, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." If Jesus asked you today, "What do you want?" What would be your answer? Would you ask to be with him where he was staying? Or would you ask for something else? It isn't wrong to ask God for what you need, but he's offering something deeper than that. He's offering a chance to walk with him every day. He's saying to you, "Come and you will see." Jesus, thank you that you want to have a deep, everyday relationship with me. I confess that sometimes I want what you can give me more than I want you. Please forgive me for that. Show me how to want you more than I want other things. Thank you for your invitation to come and see. Please teach me how to follow you and live my life in your presence. As I finish this time, I say yes to you. I say yes to what you've revealed to me through your word, and I say yes to anything you're asking me to do. Father, help me to trust you. Jesus, help me to live like you. And Holy Spirit, help me to recognize your voice. Amen.